This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi. We'll come you to the stories of the prophets, and we are with episode 59. It's 59 lectures talking about the prophets, and today inshallah ta'ala we will finish the story of Al-Uzayr inshallah and move to another prophets. So I'm just gonna give a minute or two for more people to join. Wa alaikum salam. I've got Instagram live and I've got Facebook live as well. Well, so let me just give a quick minute for more people to join, inshallah. Wa alaikum salam. Ahlan Yashmin and Nawal and Thabit. Ahlan wa sahlan. Marhaba. And who do we have on Facebook? Who do we have here on Facebook? Wa alaikum salam. I've got a few people there. Patrice Petu. Wa alaikum salam. Ahlan. Ahlan Linda from Instagram. Ya hala. Ya hala marhaban. Marhaban mikum. Welcome, everyone, wherever you are. Morkani. Wa alaikum salam. And Saadi Al Hawli. Ahlan wa alaikum salam. Matullah wa barakatuh. Ya hala bil akh aw al ukht. Saadi, I don't know. But ya hala bik aw biki. Aw bikum. Aw bikuma. Aw bikunna. Aw bik. Ahlan. Wa alaikum salam. Fatima Karim, hey, you've been missing a lot of sessions, Sister Fatima. You know, there were some amazing sessions which you've missed out live. You need to go back and watch them. I don't know what you've been doing, you and Brother Ghani Karim. You know, you guys been busy. Just go back and watch the sessions which you have missed. Ya halab Noor Al-Hantari, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaba. Missing in action, yes. Ahlan Bzinat Baruk. Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba. Wa alaikum salam jazia, Yasmin. All right, mashallah. People are here. Ya hello, marhaba. Ahlan. Montreal. Hey, bonjour, bonsoir. Comment allez-vous? Ça va bien? Alhamdulillah. Montreal is in the house tonight. All righty. And mashallah. And Karima, she's also here. أخوك في الإسلام سعدي الحو يا هلا بالأخ بالأخ يا هلا بحبيب أنا بس because people they put their names إحنا كل واحد we don't know who's who الأسماء الآن تختلف كل واحد وحط له اسم on Spotify okay إن شاء الله why not I know I've got so many things but yes we can maybe try this Spotify my daughter uses it so we'll we'll ask around about Spotify anyways welcome brothers and sisters Session 59 lectures talking about the stories of the prophets. So this is episode 59. Yesterday we talked about Al-Uzayr. We started talking about Al-Uzayr after we finished talking about Sulaiman alayhi salam. You know, and then the next prophet that came to Bani Israel, there were a few prophets. We mentioned them quickly. You know, like Daniel and few others. But then the main one that was mentioned in the Quran, those other ones, they were not really mentioned in the Quran. Yeah, hello, marhaban, ahlan wa marhaban from Indonesia. And ahlan wa sahlan, Maymuna, ahlan wa sahlan, was driving. You see all these names? Anyways. All right. Okay, enjoy making cookies, but keep listening, all right? Anyways, so I was saying about Al-Uzayr. Al-Uzayr was another prophet that was sent to Bani Israel. So much so that Al-Uzayr, just like Isa, the Christians, they were saying, Al-Isa ibn Allah, that Jesus is the son of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the Yahud, Al-Uzayr ibn Allah. And then the Jews, they were saying that Al-Uzayr was the son of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this man was walking, as I mentioned yesterday, you know, in this, you know, with his donkey, and he had some food. What kind of food did he have with him yesterday? My brothers, yesterday, sisters, I said, I mentioned that. What kind of food did Al-Uzayr have with him when he was walking and passed by that farm, you know, with his donkey? He had a couple, you know, two, three types of food that he had with him yesterday. So what did he have? I mentioned it yesterday. He had grapes. And what else did he have? He had grapes. And he had bread. And what else did he have? He had another third. And he had figs. Yasmin, mashallah aliki. All righty. Sister Fatima, you got your sister. She's working. You know, she's answering. And she's, mashallah aliha, no, on behalf of all the Karim's family, you know, the Fatima's family, Yasmin, she's taking care of you guys. So, yes, she had figs, grapes, and bread. Zakallah khair akhsadik. Barakallah fiik. Naam. And then he was wondering. He was wondering when he saw, you know, so many people, so many corpses, you know, people dead. You know, how can Allah Azza wa Jal raise them up again? As Allah mentions in the Quran. أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها. In Surah Al-Baqarah, the example of the one who passed by this qarya, this town that was tumbled over. You know, Bukht Nasr, that famous dictator, you know, who killed so many people, and even he stole the Torah. He stole the box, the tabut that had the Torah and the staff of Musa alayhi salam. He stole them. So, أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها قال أن يحيي هذه الله بعد موتها. When he wondered how can Allah Azza wa Jal raise this قرية بعد موتها, after it has been killed, after everybody's dead. And I'm going to make a mention to this in relation to us today, my brothers and sisters. This man was wondering, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect this town that was tumbled over? فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعَثَ. He went to sleep, you know, he went to sleep, but then he went to sleep for actually 100 years, and then he got raised back again. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla asked him, قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتَ, how long have you remained on earth? He said, لَبِثْتُ يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. I slept for about a day or maybe half of a day. قَالَ بَلْ لَبِثْتَ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. No, he was told, actually you've been sleeping for 100 years. 100 years. And then look at your food. The food was as if it was not touched at all. The food was there as if it was not touched. And then not only the food, and the donkey that was, you know, next to him, the donkey that was with him actually turned into dust. And then before his eyes he saw how the bones were being structured again. He saw that the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clothed those bones with skin, and then the donkey came back to life before his eyes. You know, so he was wondering. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him all that live. You know, brothers and sisters, what does that mean? He moved, or he transitioned from the knowledge of certainty to the sight of certainty. From the knowledge of certainty, from ilm al-yaqeen to ayn al-yaqeen. Write this down, Yasmin, and those who take notes. You know, who else takes notes? I know Yasmin takes notes. I know... Karim, I think she takes notes too. A few other people take notes. So do take notes. Write this one down. He transitioned from something called ilm al-yaqeen to ayn al-yaqeen, the knowledge of certainty to the sight of certainty. The knowledge of certainty. We believe in the unseen. We believe in al-ghayb. That's from in the belief. That's knowledge. The knowledge of certainty. That is from the ghayb. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who resurrects. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who takes life. That Allah azza wa jalla is the one who gives life back. You know, this is the knowledge of ilm. And this is, we believe in this. We believe in this knowledge. But this man, Allah azza wa jalla made him see something. The sight of certainty. You want to see how Allah azza wa jalla resurrects the dead? Before his eyes, he saw how Allah Azza wa Jal resurrects the dead. Like Ibrahim alayhi salam. The same example of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Right after that ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal came to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Something similar to Al-Uzayr. when he asked Allah Azza wa Jal, I want, you know, this, how can you resurrect? How can Allah resurrect such, you know, town that was dead, tumbled over, people dead? So Allah Azza wa Jal showed him that, you know, live. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. And then Ibrahim told his Lord, رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Oh my Lord, show me how you resurrect the dead. How you raise them, you know, how you raise the dead, how you resurrect them. قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ. Oh Ibrahim, haven't you believed? قَالَ بَلَى. بَلَى. I have believed. وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. But just so that my heart feels rest. Subhanallah. Haven't your heart felt rest? No, but your heart, you know, you're the prophet. But he wanted to move from the knowledge of certainty to the sight of certainty. From ilm al-yaqeen to ayn. Ayn al-yaqeen. Now you see it. That's why, you know, now, for instance, when Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. That book, there is no, you know, this is the Quran. So when we read the Quran talks about al-ghayb. Al-ghayb, يعني the unseen. The Quran talks about the past. The Quran talks about the present. The Quran talks about the future. The Quran talks about, you know, al-jannah, about an-nar, يعني ilm, al-ghayb. You see, we have to believe in this ilm of al-ghayb. We have to believe in this knowledge of al-ghayb, of the unknown. But then when a person, this is why the tawbah is not accepted at the time of death. Why tawbah? Why repentance is not accepted at the time of death? Because a person transitions from ilm al-ghayb to ayn al-ghayb. Khalas, it's no longer ghayb for that person no more. Because when that person is in the deathbed, dying, in the deathbed, dying, that person starts seeing things that people who are surrounding him or her cannot see. That person may see the angels. That person may see, you know, maybe shayateen. That person sees ilm al-ghayb. He sees the ghayb. That's why tawbah is not accepted from a person who is, you know, at the time of death. So, but Ibrahim and Al-Uzair, they saw it before their eyes, before even going to the ilm al-ghayb. You know, ilm al-ghayb, they was switched or transitioned to the sight of certainty, to ayn al-yaqeen for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this prophet, Al-Uzair, with that, you know, ayn al-yaqeen, with this miracle, seeing, you know, people coming back to life, seeing how this donkey that was dead, how this donkey, subhanallah, the bones came back, you know, into life and whatnot. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, before his eyes, he saw birds. Allah Azza wa Jalla told him, bring four birds. You know, a bird that's, let's say, you know, a white and a black bird and a brown bird and whatever, another blue bird. And then kill them and mash them, you know, like, you know, stop mashing them and, you know, and like, you know, just like, you know, you're taking all these birds and then, you know, start, you know, putting the black bird, you know, with the, mixing it with the blue bird and mixing it with the brown bird and mixing it with the white bird. So he's mixing them up and then he's taking, you know, a portion of that mixture, you know, small portions and putting them in four different mountains. And then he says, you know, Allah tells him, okay, call them up to come to you. And then he called them up. And then before his eyes, you know, there's a little bit of this little bit of the white bird in this mountain. There's a little bit of that blue, you know, white bird on the other mountain. Another bit on the... So he started seeing these birds, you know, flying around, these pieces flying around to make up the birds. The white bird, the black bird, the brown bird, the blue bird, and whatnot. And then they came back to life. So he saw that live, alayhi salam. Al-Uzair, he saw that as well. Right. So... he saw that. And then he went back to town after 100 years. Banu Israel were living there. He told them, do you people know a man by the name of Al-Uzair? He says, yes, he was a righteous man. He used to live here 100 years ago. Our forefathers told us about him. It's 100 years later. right? He went and he told them, our forefathers told us about, you know, this man Al-Uzair. He said, I am Al-Uzair. He said, I'm Al-Uzair. They said, no way, you cannot be Al-Uzair. You cannot be Al-Uzair. Al-Uzair died, you know, 100 years ago. And then he said, is there somebody who knows the description of Al-Uzair? They said, yes, there is this old woman. There's this old woman. She's still, you know, alive. She has over 100 years, you know, she's over 100 years old. And she knows about Al-Uzair. So they took him to this woman, old woman, who lost her sight. She became blind. She lost her sight. So they went and they introduced, you know, him to this old woman. He told her, do you know Al-Uzair? She said, yes, I know Al-Uzair. So he said, I am Al-Uzair. And then she came close to him, touching him. You know, and then she said, Al-Uzair used to know the Torah. Do you know the Torah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him the Torah right there. Right there, because as I mentioned, the Torah was stolen by Bukhtanassar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought like the scripture, you know, the scripture before his eyes, and then he started reciting the Torah to them live. And then they have realized that it is indeed him Al-Uzair. And they believed in him. Right, they believed in him, Al-Uzair. So this is the story pretty much of Al-Uzair mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ قَالَ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. When he saw all that before his eyes, the clear, you know, clearly shown to him, everything was clearly shown to him, and then he went back to the people, they believed in him. Then he says, I believe that Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah is able of all, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, in this story, we may, you know, deduct maybe 3 to 4, let's say there's many lessons, but maybe 3 or 4 main lessons that we can derive from the story of Al-Uzair. Number one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can possess the mastery of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses the mastery of time. This man slept for 100 years. Time is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can tell the sun to move or not to move. Allah is the one who created the sun, and Allah is the one who created the moon. These two mediums that, you know, identify maybe the time. A man can sleep for 100 years. Or Ashabul Kahf, who slept for over 300 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the mastery of time. Number two, that the al-hayat wal-mamat biyadillah, life and death are in the hands of Allah. Nobody can threaten you, you know, about death or about life, because nobody can take your soul if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot take that person's soul. That life and death is under the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is al-muhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mumit. Allah is the one who gives life, and Allah is the one who gives death, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sisters and brothers, do you agree? Do you agree with this concept? Can a doctor can tell a person, In our assessment, you only have a month to live. In our assessment, you know, our exams and our notes, it shows based on your condition that you only have a month or two to live. Can they ascertain what they have said? Can they ascertain to that? Can they ascertain to that statement? Can they, you know, say that for sure you're going to die in a month on day so and so? Nobody can, because that is only, you know, it's a ilm, it's a knowledge given by Allah Azza wa Jal, who holds it. Not even the prophets know when a person will die or not die. Yes, they said to people, you know, that they will, you know, because of their conditions or health conditions, you know, that they have only a month to live or 2 months to live. And the same people happen to, you know, live for over a year or 2 years, or they're still alive. The same people that they were told that they would die, you know, and they had only a month to live, they were still living. Nobody can tell, right? Because this is, It's ilm that is only that only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So how about, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also we deduce from the story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah is able to do anything subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is al-qadir, al-qadir, al-muqtadir. Al-qadir, al-qadir, al-muqtadir. The all able, he's able to do anything. He was able to resurrect the dead, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's able to resurrect the whole town. The whole town that was dead, Allah has resurrected. So Allah is able to do anything, right? So do not despair. Never despair. Yes, some people who are sick for years, Allah is able to give them shifa anytime they want. A sister or a brother who's looking to get married and they're not being able to get married for years, maybe because of whatever, sihr, or maybe of disease, or maybe not luck, or maybe it's not the time yet. Allah is able to make whatever not happening to happen, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or make something that was meant to happen not to happen, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is able to do anything. He is Allah, al-Khaliq, al-Bari', al-Musawwir. Subhanah. This brings us, subhanallah, the iman, gives us that iman that Allah, since Allah is able, that nobody can terrorize me, nobody can scare me, nobody can petrify me. No, I'm only scared, not scared, God conscious, I'm only conscious of Allah. I'm not scared of anything other than Allah, because my soul is in the hands of Allah. You cannot threaten to kill me, because my soul is not in your hand. Even if you carry a gun or a knife. But yes, don't be fooled again. Somebody's carrying a gun and then you say, no, you, yes, you must have this strong iman. But do as that person says. You know, if he says, I'm going to kill you, give me your money. Give them the money. Give them the money, yes. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he told the king the king who brought two people, he says, okay, that one I order to kill and the other one I order to set free. You see, I give life and death. No, you don't give life and death. It is only Allah who gives life and death, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nobody can terrorize you, nobody can scare you, nobody can threaten you. Because if you have that strong iman, that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who does everything, subhanahu. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is able to do anything. Ya'ani, your rizq is in the hands of Allah. Your provision is in the hands of Allah. Your shifa is in the hands of Allah. Your the marriage that you want, it is in the hands of Allah. Whatever divorce that happened is in the hands of Allah. A child that you want is in the hands of Allah. Your shifa is in the hands of Allah. Everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrected that town. Resurrected that town. Subhanahu. Right? So, our life today has been tumbled over just like that town. Huh? Our planet today. Our world today, you may say, is a little bit like that town that Al-Uzair passed by and found it to be tumbled over. The land today, the world today, you may say, it's all tumbled over. It's all upside down in terms of akhlaq. It's tumbled over in terms of other than akhlaq. In terms of ruh, people, the ruh, dead in most people, subhanAllah. In terms of deen. The deen, where is the deen? So definitely, the land today, the world today is as the land of the qariya, the town of Al-Uzair. Tumbled over. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought it back to life. As Allah azza wa jalla brought back life to the town of Al-Uzair, Allah is able to bring back the world life again, insha'Allah ta'ala. Bring back our akhlaq. Like, we need to make an effort to go back to the akhlaq of Islam, to bring back deen in our lives, and then and only then our souls can come back to life as well. Our soul inside of us is screaming. The soul inside of us is saying, Deen. The soul inside of us is saying, I want to pray. The soul inside of us says, I want to read Quran. The soul inside of us says, I want to wear hijab. The soul inside of us says, I want to leave haram. The soul inside of us says, I only want to do halal. The soul inside of us says, I want you to be obedient to your parents. I want you to be, the soul tells us about all this good thing, and sometimes we ignore these messages coming from our soul. Once and only once, inshallah ta'ala, our akhlaq and our deen, we go back to our akhlaq and we go back to our deen, then our souls will be resurrected as well, inshallah ta'ala, and revived as well, inshallah, just like Allah azza wa jalla revived the town of Al-Uzayr. Allah is able, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Then Al-Uzayr died. And after he died, of course, Banu Israel, because he was sent to Banu Israel. One more time, Banu Israel started deviating. They started deviating and not believing, going astray, as it is the nature of Banu Israel. One prophet after another, one prophet after another, subhanAllah. Brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal, as you have guessed, will send them another prophet, another amazing prophet that in fact was mentioned 7 times in the Quran. This prophet was mentioned 7 times in the Quran. This prophet, brothers and sisters, will adopt Mary. Maryam, Allah will send them this prophet who will adopt Maryam, Mary, the mother of Jesus. Who the prophet is? Facebook, Instagram, who the prophet is? The prophet that would adopt Maryam and sponsor Maryam, Mary, Al-Adra, the Virgin Mary. Who is this prophet, brothers and sisters? Huh? Yalla. Instagram. Facebook. Who is this prophet? Qui color blanc? I don't know where you have been, akhi. Where in the world have you been? Where in the world have you been, ya habibi? I don't know, man. Zakaria. Aywa Sa'd. Sa'd al-Hawli. Yes, qui color blanc. Yes, Shazia. Yes, Ferdowsa. Yes, Morkani. No, Morkani. It's not Isa, it's Zakaria. Who's malaria? Malaria. Tabit? What are you talking about, Tabit? It is actually Zakaria, alayhi salam, the carpenter, mentioned 7 times by name in the Quran, my brothers and sisters. So, Zakaria, my brothers and sisters, is an interesting story, very interesting story. He was a carpenter, as it was said, and he was sent to Bani Israel, and he was married, but his wife kant aqir, his wife was barren, his wife could not have babies, she was barren, he reached an old age. He reached an elderly age, and then he wished for a son. He wished for a son. So this is interesting. Again, it is a matter of aqidah, a matter of believing in Allah Azza wa Jal, and a matter of never despairing on the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. هنالك دعا زكريا ربه. When he reached a certain age and his wife was barren, and then he called upon his Lord in Surah Al-Imran, verse number 38. هنالك دعا زكريا ربه قال ربي هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء. الله. In Surah Al-Imran, he said, Rabbi Habli, he used the name of Allah, Al-Wahhab, the verb Hab, from the name of Allah Al-Wahhab. Oh my Lord, bestow on me. Oh my Lord, bestow on me dhurriyatan tayyibah, a righteous dhurriyah, a righteous, a good offspring, a good offspring. He's an old man. He's an old man. How old? Let me tell you. In Surah Maryam. In Surah Maryam, إِذْ نَادَ رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. الله أكبر. He said, Oh my Lord, Oh my Lord, وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ. يعني, my Lord, my bones have weakened. He's very old. My bones have weakened. يعني, a man who's so old, he's wishing for the baby, for the son. رَبِّي وَهَنَ. He says, Oh my Lord, my bones have weakened. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. And my hair have turned gray, a little bit like mine. and my hair have turned, you know, gray. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا. But I never despaired from your dua, O Allah, from making dua to you. I've never despaired from making dua to you. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا. And my wife is aqir. My wife, she's barren. My wife, she's barren. She cannot have babies. فَهَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ. هَبْلِي. One more time. هَبْلِي. Bestow on me. Wali. Somebody who will come, you know, from after me. يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبَ وَاجْعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيَّ. To inherit from me and from Al Yaqub. To inherit what? To inherit prophecy. Because the prophets, they don't inherit money. They don't leave money behind them. They don't inherit any money. No, the prophets, what would you inherit from a prophet? You would inherit prophecy. So, habli, bestow on me a wali. And then in another ayah, in Surah Al-Anbiya, in Surah Al-Anbiya, Zakariya said, وَزَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. And Zakaria, he called upon his Lord. I've given you one ayah in Al-Imran, one ayah in Surah Maryam, and one ayah in Surah Al-Anbiya. Zakaria asking his Lord, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Oh my Lord, don't leave me childless. Allahu Akbar. Oh my Lord, don't leave me childless. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. And you are the supreme inheritor. You are the supreme inheritor. يعني everything will be, you know, you'll inherit everything. The whole world will, you know, you'll inherit everything because you are the creator of the whole world. Eventually, you are the supreme inheritor. Subhanak. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَا فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Allah says, we answered his call. وَوَهَبْنَا, again, وَهَاب, from the name of Allah, Al-Wahhab. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَا وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجَهُ. And we bestowed upon him يَحْيَا. 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 In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, In Surah Maryam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَى مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَسَيِّدًا وَحَصُورًا وَنَبِيًّا مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Zakaria, Allah Azza wa Jal gives you the glad tidings of Yahya. John the Baptist, John, Yahya. Allah Azza wa Jal gives you the glad tidings of Yahya. مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَسَيِّدًا, he will be a master. وَحَصُورًا. حَصُورًا means he will have no interest in women. This man, he will have no interest in women. It's been said that Yahya, subhanallah, since he was a kid, he didn't like to play with kids. He did not like to go and have fun with kids. He was always in ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was known to cry a lot above the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Yahya, the son of Zakaria. وَنَبِيًّا مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. In Surah Maryam as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Zakaria, نُبَشِّرُكَ بِغُلَامٍ لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيًّا. We bring you the glad tidings of ghulam, of a boy. None has been given that name, the name of Yahya. None has been given his name. يعني, this name Yahya has only been given to your son only. Allahu Akbar. You see, and his wife was barren. Brothers and sisters, do you understand what's going on here? His wife was barren. She couldn't have children. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something, all he has to say is be, and it is. Yes, she was barren, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to change things, and he did. He was old. His bones got weak. His bones got weak. His hair turned gray. And his wife was barren. Yet he was able to have a child. He was able to bear a child, a son. What happened to Zakaria after he was born with a child? What happened to his wife? What happened to his people? What happened to who's Mary? How would Zakaria know about Mary? And then Jesus? And then this family of Imran? How are they all relate to each other? How do they relate to one another? Right? Zakaria, Yahya, Isa, Maryam before that, Al-Imran. What's going to happen to Zakaria? And what's going to happen to Yahya? We would like to finish that story tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, going back to Zakaria, Yahya, paving the road for Mary and Jesus alayhi salam, inshallah ta'ala. I want to pave the road and, you know, for Mary and Jesus so that we can, inshallah ta'ala, finish the stories of the prophets. We would like to finish the stories of the prophets, inshallah ta'ala. But before that, I want to pave the road for Isa alayhi salam by finishing, inshallah ta'ala, the story of Zakaria and Yahya tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair, brothers and sisters, for joining, you know, for joining me, and maybe, inshallah, hope you're taking notes and for your attention. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. Jazakum Allah khair again. Facebook, Zalamu alaikum, Zakum Allah khair. Instagram, Zakum Allah khair. Thank you for joining. Barakallahu feekum. I shall see you tomorrow. Tomorrow Sunday, same time, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time, inshallah. Okay? All right, Nawal. Jazakallah khair. Jazakum Allah khair. Wherever you are, thank you so much. Patrice Bird, Saad Hawali, barakallahu feek, khuya Saad. Hayyakallah. Nora Al-Hantari, may Allah bless you, Nora. Jazakum Allah khair, Morkani. Yalla, assalamu alaikum. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. This thing is being saved and recorded on Facebook, Instagram, and on YouTube. Go to YouTube and watch them and share. Keep sharing. Barakallahu feekum. Those of you who come in late, go back and watch them. You missed it. We're all in a... No problem. So, inshallah ta'ala, you can always watch the, you know, if you're missing it, you can always watch it. Inshallah, like I mentioned, it will be recorded. All right? Inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.